Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Couples Therapy Workbook by Evgeny Lozovy is a relationship self-help workbook designed to help partners strengthen connection, rebuild trust, and improve everyday communication. Rather than reading like a theory-heavy guide, it is organized around guided questions, structured conversations, and practical exercises couples can do together. Public descriptions of the book frame it as a flexible 7-week program with weekly themes that move from understanding emotions to recognizing unhelpful interaction patterns, handling conflict, and nurturing intimacy and romance. The approach is presented as drawing from established couples therapy traditions such as the Gottman method, emotionally focused couple therapy, and Imago-style dialogue, while also emphasizing emotional regulation and validation skills associated with DBT-informed work. The overall purpose is to give couples a repeatable set of tools, ways to talk when things are tense, ways to listen so each person feels understood, and ways to reintroduce warmth and play so the relationship is not only functional, but also emotionally close. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured 7-week path with flexible pacing. One of the clearest design choices in couples therapy workbook is its program-like structure. The book is commonly described as a 7-week sequence that can be adjusted to fit a couple's schedule, which positions it somewhere between a course and a traditional workbook. This matters because many couples do not struggle due to a lack of caring, but because conversations happen only in crisis moments and without a shared plan. By assigning weekly themes, the workbook encourages couples to separate skill building from emergency conflict management. The progression also helps couples build momentum. Early work centers on understanding emotions and creating space for honest check-ins, while later sections focus on shifting negative patterns, resolving conflicts more effectively, and maintaining a sense of security and connection. A final emphasis on intimacy and romance reflects the idea that relationship repair is not complete if a couple only reduces fighting but does not rebuild closeness. Because the pacing is described as adjustable, the workbook can be used in short focused bursts or stretched over a longer period. This flexibility can support couples who need more time with certain topics, and it also makes the book usable alongside therapy, where a clinician might assign specific exercises between sessions. Secondly, emotional awareness and regulation as the base layer. A consistent theme in the book's public positioning is that communication improves when partners can identify and manage their emotional states. The workbook includes content on understanding emotions, and it emphasizes emotional regulation and mindful communication in ways often associated with DBT-informed skills. In practice, this means couples are encouraged to slow down before reacting, notice what they are feeling, and express needs in clearer language rather than through accusation or withdrawal. This focus is especially relevant for couples stuck in cycles like escalation, shutdown, or defensiveness. When a disagreement triggers intense fear, shame, or anger, the conversation can quickly become about self-protection instead of problem-solving. Exercises that build emotional literacy help partners name the underlying experience, such as feeling dismissed or unsafe, which can reduce the impulse to attack or retreat. By treating emotion as data rather than a verdict, the workbook frames difficult feelings as something to understand together instead of something to blame on one partner. That orientation supports better timing for hard discussions, more effective repair attempts after conflict, and a greater ability to stay connected during discomfort. The result is not simply calmer conversations, but a stronger sense that each person can be honest without being punished for it. Thirdly, validation skills that reduce defensiveness and deepen trust. Couples Therapy Workbook places noticeable emphasis on validation, including an exercise described publicly as a validation journal. Validation in this context is not automatic agreement. It is the skill of accurately reflecting a partner's inner experience and communicating that their feelings make sense from their perspective. Many relationship conflicts persist because each person is trying to prove they are right while the deeper need is to be understood. When validation is missing, partners often experience conversations as dismissive, minimizing, or emotionally unsafe. Over time, that can erode trust, even if the couple still functions well in logistics. By practicing validation deliberately, couples build a bridge between differing perceptions. A partner can say, "I understand why that felt hurtful to you," without conceding every detail of the argument. This helps reduce escalation and create space for collaborative solutions. The validation emphasis also ties to intimacy. Feeling emotionally seen tends to increase openness, affection, and willingness to repair after mistakes. In couples recovering from breaches of trust, validation can be a critical step because it demonstrates accountability for impact, not just intention. Because the book is a workbook, Validation is treated as a practice skill rather than a concept. Repetition through prompts and journaling can help couples make it part of daily interaction instead of a tool used only during major fights. Fourthly, recognizing and changing negative interaction patterns. Another core topic presented in descriptions of the workbook is identifying negative interaction patterns. Many couples think their problem is the topic of disagreement, money, chores, sex, in-laws, but the more persistent issue is often the pattern pursuit and withdrawal, criticism and defensiveness, or repeating arguments that never reach resolution. By helping couples observe their patterns, the workbook shifts the focus from blaming a person to understanding the cycle. This approach aligns with widely used couples therapy ideas found in methods such as EFT and the Gottman tradition, where couples learn to track triggers, bids for connection, and predictable escalation points. A workbook format can make this more accessible because prompts can guide partners to map what happens before, during, and after conflict. Once the pattern is visible, it becomes easier to interrupt it. Changing a pattern usually requires both awareness and new behaviors. Couples may practice listening without rebuttal, taking breaks before flooding, or using specific scripts for difficult topics. The key benefit of pattern work is that it creates a sense of teamwork. Instead of you versus me, it becomes us versus the cycle. Over time, replacing a negative loop with a more secure and responsive routine can reduce the frequency and intensity of conflicts while increasing the relationship feeling of stability. Lastly, rebuilding intimacy and romance through connection and play. The book is repeatedly described as balancing serious relationship work with activities and games centered on carefree fun. That choice highlights an important insight: couples often need more than conflict management skills. They also need intentional moments of warmth, curiosity, and shared enjoyment, especially if the relationship has become dominated by stress or repair attempts. In a workbook context, playful exercises can serve several functions. They lower pressure, create positive interactions that buffer against future conflict, and help partners remember what it feels like to be friends. This can be particularly helpful when intimacy has declined, since many couples cannot jump directly from tension to closeness without rebuilding emotional safety. The final weeks described publicly include a focus on intimacy and romance, suggesting the program aims to move beyond simply stopping harmful behaviors to actively nurturing the bond. Intimacy is treated broadly, including emotional and relational closeness, not only physical contact. By pairing structured conversations with lighter activities, the workbook encourages couples to practice both vulnerability and enjoyment. For couples trying to restore love and trust, this blend can be motivating. It communicates that relationship improvement is not only about fixing problems, but also about creating a relationship culture where appreciation, gratitude, and connection are part of normal life, not rare exceptions. In conclusion, Couples Therapy Workbook is best suited for partners who want a guided, practical way to improve their relationship without needing to wade through dense clinical theory. Couples dealing with recurring misunderstandings, conflict cycles, reduced intimacy, or a gradual loss of emotional closeness can benefit from its structured prompts and week-by-week focus. It can also be useful for couples already in counseling who want between-session exercises that keep progress moving. Since the book is presented as compatible with clinician-guided work, the main practical benefit is that it turns common therapy goals into repeatable habits, naming emotions, regulating reactions, validating each other, identifying negative patterns, and using more constructive conflict and repair strategies. Because the emphasis is on doing rather than only reading, couples are more likely to have real conversations that expose needs and expectations that have stayed implicit. What helps it stand out in the crowded relationship workbook category is the combination of a clear program structure with an explicit focus on validation and emotional connection, alongside lighter activities intended to rebuild joy. Many books emphasize communication skills but feel purely problem-focused. This workbook positions play and romance as part of the therapeutic process, which can make the work feel more sustainable for couples who want not only fewer fights, but also a relationship that feels warm, secure, and genuinely connected over time. If you would like to support Yevhenii Lozobia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.